just was really angry with the Negro. Is there something he might call the Negro?
Would you say he could say that itself or in itself? Or
something that the Negro would be very angry about.
Again.
Okay. Well, what do you call people whose skin is the color of mine?
White.
Okay. And suppose you were really angry with a white person, and that white person had been really mean. Is there a name you would call him then? Cracker, or redneck, or whitefoot, or
Ofe,
or something like that?
Well, they mostly say crack.
What do you say to your friends on December
25th? Okay, suppose there was a man who had a new fishing rod, and his son came along and just broke it very carelessly. You might say, well, that man sure got awfully what about it?
He got awful mad about it.
Okay. And suppose you've been working very hard all day. You come home and sit down in a chair and take off your shoes and say, boy, I'm all...
Well, let's say you got a suitcase.
I'm just tough. Don't come to me a fool with me because I don't feel like anybody.
Okay.
And
well, suppose a school nurse at school sent a child home. You might say, the boy came home early today because he quit at school.
Say he got say teacher sent him home.
Okay, what if he didn't feel good at school?
They might say he got sick and she sent him home. Okay.
And if a person has a sick feeling right down here, you'd say, I feel sick.
In the stomach.
Okay. And do you have a name for a noisy, prankish celebration right after a wedding? If everybody wants to tease the bride and the groom?
What do you call
wouldn't be a shab, or would it?
A what?
A shab. How did you explain that to me?
Oh, right after a wedding, if everybody wants to tease the bride and the groom, they have a noisy celebration.
What do you call
What was it you called it?
A shab.
Shower? Oh, I think usually they're before a wedding, but so I guess it could be afterwards. Would you ever say a serenade or a shivery or a horning, or drumming, old banding? Anything like that?
Oh, no, I ain't never been caught up in the man.
Well, lots of people, you know, don't even use these terms at all, so it's not surprising. Okay. Suppose there was a child and you wanted to make him behave by scaring him. You could say, well, you better be good or the so-and-so will get you. The what will get you?
That's if you PA the death will get you, you know it.
Does it work?
Don't. We'll put the police on you. Don't be.
Okay. What'd you say to a friend on December 25th?
December 25th. It's the first Christmas day.
Or any Christmas day. How do you greet a friend?
Well, I gave him a present that day.
What would you say to him?
Say Christmas. I've seen your first Christmas day. I said Christmas again.
Okay.
That's the first thing I say.
All right. And suppose you had a really heavy suitcase, and you had to carry it from here